Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for December the 1st. Today we'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 16. Gabriel explained the vision to this man. What did Gabriel explain to Daniel? It is interesting to see the angel Gabriel mentioned in our Old Testament reading on this first day of December. For he will also be of great interest to us as we read the gospel accounts of Christ's birth during this Christmas season. There are only two angels named in the Bible, excluding, of course, the fallen one Lucifer, and they are Michael, the archangel of God, and Gabriel, who acts as God's messenger. The name Gabriel means strong man of God. He described himself to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, like this: "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news." That's from Luke chapter 1, verse 19. Gabriel is recorded as bearing God's messages to Daniel, to Zechariah, to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And although his name is not given, it's assumed that he is the one speaking to Joseph. There was something about Gabriel's presence that struck fear in each human encounter. Perhaps it was the lingering presence of God that still clung to his person, as it once did to Moses after he came down from Mount Sinai. His purpose was specific each time: give the addressee the message and make sure they understand its meaning. What did Gabriel explain to Daniel? He explained the meaning of Daniel's second vision, which offered more detail concerning two of the coming kingdoms that both Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel had seen. For Gabriel even identified the two-horned ram as Medo-Persia and the one-horned goat as Greece. The earlier visions had not been so clearly identified. Gabriel even mentions one called the Prince of Princes, who I believe refers to the coming Christ, who is the Son of Man of Daniel 7, and the one named Jesus, as Matthew and Luke record. Surely Gabriel must have a close connection to Christ, for he is like a herald that always goes before the king to announce his coming. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that you not only provide revelation of yourself to us, but also interpretation of what those revelations mean. Throughout the centuries, you have spoken to us through your angels, the prophets, and in these last days, through your Son, Jesus. Now we have your written word and your Holy Spirit to teach us. And you have gifted your church with apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to further equip us for maturity in ministry. We thank you, Lord, for doing everything necessary to make sure that we can know you and understand your message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.